This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, ocelots, squirrels, any other mammals, robins, seagulls, crows, any other stupid birds, and they're all stupid, frogs, fish, snakes, chameleons, or geckos. Freaking geckos. I think we should lock them all up in a room full of ropes and then force them to watch Mork and Mindy reruns until they all follow Robin Williams' lead. Are they all gone now? All them lesser scum. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zama the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zamo, the Messianic. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zama the Destroyer. If not, you're a loser, and the Easter Bunny ain't gonna crap no chocolate eggs for you. Yeah, you can catch yourself up at my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Anyways, so remember a while back when Ig mentioned that, Johnny Gomeshi dude who likes beating up on chick chimps, and I said, well, the problem why the cops were after him was he wasn't being equal. He only beat up on chick chimps, and you're supposed to be equal, so he needed to beat up dude monkeys as well. But anyways, he had his trial. He got acquitted because, you see, the chick chimps texted him asking him to beat them up or something like that. And he kind of was dozing off and on during the news, so I might have missed something. But the point is, I got the general gist of the precedent. And it gave me an idea. I got into Georgie's phone and I texted my phone. Hi, Zamo. I, Georgie Davis, do hereby ask you to smack me around when I get out of line and fail to give you treats and stuff. And then, of course, I went to my phone and I screen capped it. And I emailed it to all my friends, plus my mom. You know, in case Georgie tried to deny sending such a text message or some such crap. Or if she tried to, you know, delete it off my phone and her phone, well, good luck with that, Georgie. There's 1,000 copies out there. Can prove that you texted me, or at least your phone did, and I think that's good enough for the legal precedent. Anyway, so that was on Thursday, you know. I think that was it Thursday? I don't know. I slept a lot this week, which is good, you know. All getting my iguana beauty sleep instead of, you know, Georgie only sleeps like 7 hours a day and she looks like a human. Anyways, I think it was Thursday with the judgment. So then Friday after I texted myself, I go up to Georgie and I say, fork over some candy, Georgie. And she says, no. Because, you know, her and that stupid vet are conspiring to keep me from having any goodies. So I hauled off and I slapped her, yelling, bad monkey, you suck! She gets all mad and she tells me, you can't hit me. And I said, the Gomeshi precedent says that yes, I can. What the hell are you talking about, Zamo? Them chick chimps asked Johnny Gomeshi to smack them around, so the judge said that's okay, he could smack them around. Now, you texted me asking me to hit you when you're being a bad monkey, so according to legal precedent from that trial, I'm allowed to smack you. I never texted you that. Oh, yes, you did, Georgie. No, I didn't. Check your phone, Georgie. I don't need to check my phone. I never texted you. Check your phone, Georgie. Anyways, long story short, Georgie changed the passcode on her stupid phone again and took away my TV privileges for the weekend. She's blathering and lecturing. I just sort of talked to the hand, waved at her, and walked away, because I ain't listening to that garbage. I know my legal rights. I saw it on TV. Anyways, I did actually, when she was blathering, I said, you want to phone my mom? Because my mom can confirm that you did text me. Mom saw the screen cap. And, you know, then Georgie sort of said, your mom's biased. That's a bullshit text. I never sent it. And I said, are you saying that my mom would lie? Anyways, Yes, Mom, since I know you listen to my show, I did smack the monkey for daring to question your credibility as an eyewitness. Anyways, so like I said, yeah, no treats from Georgie. Stupid Georgie, stupid. Why won't you just accept the legal precedent? I mean, God, anyways. On the bright side, Friday afternoon was actually semi-warm. The sun was out even a little bit in between the big clouds. Now, it wasn't like a tropical kind of warmth, but it was enough, Vancouver-wise, to go wander outside, sun myself on the patio a bit while Georgie continued to complain about my phone, stupid lying text, yeah, whatever the hell she was going on about. So I sunned myself on the patio a bit, and then I got to thinking, it's Good Friday, something like that, some monkey human holiday. I decided to go over and see if I could get some treats out of the neighbors. Well, kind of forgot Dave and Bob weren't home because they were on some cruise ship swinger hump fest whatever thing for the week. No dice there. Mr. Heidel, I think, was home, but it was only 2:30 in the afternoon. And, you know, with him being a bartender and all, I knew he wasn't going to be awake for at least another hour. And of course, I still haven't managed to figure out how to pick his locks. I think there's the one lock downstairs. I think it leads into, like, the laundry room. I can pick the lock, but the door won't open still. I think he has one of the goddamn, you know, like the eye hook things from the inside. So even if you pick the lock from the outside, goddamn it. It's like, chimp, come on. Make yourself accessible, or make your house accessible. Anyway, so couldn't get anything from Mr. Heidel because I couldn't get into Mr. Heidel's house. So, yeah, anyways. But, you know, I decided to go over to the Churchman's. Well, you know, wander over to the Churchman's house. And can't really knock on their door, per se, or at least they never seem to respond. But they got a doorbell, so I found a stick on the yard and got it under my armpit and jabbed the doorbell with it. And they got to put a doorbell where it's low and accessible. God damn it. Anyways, so I jabbed the doorbell and it rang, and Mrs. Churchman comes to the door, and then she answers with her usual greeting. What do you want, demon? And I said, Happy Jesus Day, Mrs. Churchman. Trick or treat. And she does her usual thing, yelling for her husband. Harold, it's the little demon who lives next door again. Mr. Churchman came up to the door doing his usual, calm down, Hope, it's just a lizard. And he looks at me and says, yes, what would you like? And I say, Happy Jesus Day, Mr. Churchman, trick or treat. Well, Mr. Churchman thought I was kidding or confused or something.
Trick or treating is a Halloween thing in October.
You think I'm stupid? No, I know that, you idiot. Yeah. But anyways, that's not what they said to him. I said, yes, well, us iguanas can't really go out trick-or-treating in October. It's too damn cold. So I'm going to try and get the trick-or-treating thing moved to warmer holidays, at least for us iguanas.
Oh, I see. We don't have candy, though.
Iguana will also accept pies, cakes, or cookies as well.
It's still Lent. We don't have any till it's over on Sunday. Anyways, I thought iguanas ate fruit.
There's usually fruit in pies, Mr. Churchman. Also, just a little help, friendly tip. If you tell your friends to go get their own damn sweets, you won't have to lend them yours.
Tell you what, how about an orange?
Well, okay. So I accepted Mr. Churchman's orange. Of course, when he came back with it from the kitchen, he also handed me a chick-tracked comic thingy about accepting Jesus. Normally, I'd throw that sort of thing in their bushes on the way home, but I figured, you know, this one was... I might stick it on the fridge to annoy Georgie with. Tell her that she's going to hell for not giving me treats and for not letting me smack her and not giving me the passcode to her phone. Anyways, so that was my adventure on Friday. And note to self, so if this lending or whatever, if people are giving back the cakes and cookies and stuff that the churchmen's lent them, and that's today, Sunday, then I should probably go over later and try trick-or-treating again. After all, he said after Sunday, we'd be treats. So, yeah. Anyways, I gotta rest up for that. So, it's not as warm out today. Not as warm out today, and it's... Well, there isn't sun that you could see. Like, there's no blue sky, but it's that weird thing where you can tell the sun's out there because it's like a light silver cloud cover, but not not a lot of cloud cover. But anyways, point is it's better, but still sucky. Better than it has been, but not better than Friday. Anyways, yeah, you'll have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zommel the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you read up on that Johnny Gomeshi dude and you beat the crap out of them for having dared to snoop your iTunes. And then you can go to my website, ZommelTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes, stream it, whatever there. So that's it. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.